I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley. That's right, that's Mark Valley, star of stage, screen, television, movies, former member of the Berlin Brigade. You remember him. Yeah, that guy. That Mark Valley. How's it going, everybody? And welcome to the 81st episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, former member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. I was there from 85 to 87. You saw me around if you were there, because I saw you. Remember that time at the PX? The mini PX. That was me. And that was you. Hey, listen, welcome to the second July 2017 episode, and I hope you're enjoying your summer. It's pretty hot out there. But as we used to say in the former American sector of Berlin, always wear your dog tags when you go to the Wannsee. Doesn't matter what side of the Wannsee you're on, always wear your dog tags. Well, guess what? It's Friday, July 21st. Friday, July 21st. Friday, end of July, near the end of July. That's right. The German-American Volksfest. It's that time of year again, folks, and today it's open. It opens today in Berlin. That's right. This year, the Volksfest is back in the former American sector. It's over at Marienpark, Altes Gaswerk, Mariendorf, 12107 Berlin. That's right. Back in the old American sector. Yeah, no, it's not back at the Truman Plaza area, but unfortunately, that's for somebody else. There's no room there. There's no room at that inn, that's for sure. And you know what? It's a great time. Let's talk about it. It is what did I say it was? The 56 Volksfest. Sorry about that. Not annual because it took a time off. But hey, you remember those great times, you know, hanging out, drinking, enjoying, having a great time, riding the rides, eating the food, drinking the beer, the big beer tent. It was awesome. It was an awesome time. And it still is. It still is. So anytime that the Germans and the Americans get together and party, you know, it's always a great time. So I miss those days. I really, truly do. I know a lot of us do. Many of you listeners out there have very fond memories of the Volksfest. I know I've seen you guys write about them on our Facebook page, talk about them in the past on Twitter. And not just the German-American, but the British, the German-British, and the German-French Volksfest. Those are all lots of fun. I remember the last Volksfest I went to was the French one, the German-French Volksfest, and that was pretty cool. Eels on a stick. That was my very first time. That was pretty cool. But this year, it runs from the 21st of July all the way to Sunday, August 13. Sunday, August 13. Of this year, so not bad. A lot of great things happening. Briefly, I'm just going to go over, just kind of give you an idea. Hopefully, rattle the cage or shake those cobwebs loose and bring back some of those awesome memories. Let's see. It is as I'm recording this, it's high noon here in the United States, so that puts it at about 1800 hours over in Berlin, and the official opening. The whole thing kicked off at 2 o'clock. Berlin time. The official opening was just held here at 1800 hours in Berlin, and followed by some American rock and soul music with the Wayne Grenada Band. It's a live band. They're there on stage. And in Show Tanzgruppe, the Legends, it says cheerleaders. That's who's on next at 1730. At 2000 hours, again, we got Wayne Grenada and Grenada, G-R-A-N-E-D-A, Grenada, and band. And again, they'll be doing some rock music for about an hour. And then, here we go. This is the really cool thing. This is really neat. At 2100 hours, pretty much every day at 2100 hours, Condor, they're like a booking site for air travel. They're going to be raffling off tickets to the United States. You have to be in Berlin to come here. But hey, Condor, if you want to hook us up, you know, I'm down with that. I'll take some tickets flying into Berlin from Intercontinental in Houston all the way to Berlin. I'll take the two stops. It's fine with me. And I'll come back as well. So by all means. But either way, 2100 hours, you must be present to win. From what I gather, you must be present to win. But that's pretty cool. So right off the bat, they're giving away tickets to come to the States. Not too shabby. And then closing out the night, it's at 2200 hours, American Disco in the after show with DJ Hoffy. H-A-U-F-F-I, DJ Hoffy. So it should be a lot of fun. Music, dancing, drinking, food, tickets to the States. Man, that's like old times, isn't it? That is awesome. Saturday, now the weekend really kicks off here. You've got a full day. It's starting at 1400 hours. You got the chart mix, again, with DJ Hoffy. So I guess DJ Hoffy's got like a cot, and he's just sleeping there at the Volksfest, because I know I would. I mean, if I was there, I'd get a cot someplace underneath the tent somewhere or just in a corner over there by the beer tent, and then wake me up and let's start the party all over again. Pretty much fun festivities and some music and stuff going on throughout the afternoon. 1730, Showtons Grupa, Blossom Cheerleaders. So I guess we got some cheerleaders going on. And then at 1900 hours, jazz, funk, and soul with Ingrid Arthur for girls, and that's what it says here. I guess that's the way it translates, and band. So not too shabby. Now I'm translating this from English, from German to English. So let me click here and go back to this one and actually read it in. Wow, okay, this is interesting. So 1900 hours, jazz, funk, and soul, meet Ingrid Arthur for Weather Girls and band. Okay, let's see. 1945, Showtanzgruppe. Blossom Cheerleaders, they're back. And at 2000 hours, Jazz Funk Soul, again with another set with Ingrid Arthur. And at 2100 hours, that's right, the Condor Raffle. There we go. And Hohenfeuerwerk at 2200 hours. And that is the High Altitude Fireworks. So be on the lookout for that, a little fireworks show. And American Disco in the after show, as always. So it looks like there's going to be a disco show just about every night. Let's see, the 24th is Country Day. So you got some country music, country hits with DJ Banzai. That's an interesting name for country music, but hey, it works, right? Let's see what else. That's on this Sunday. So that rounds out that. We got Country Day on Monday. Regen Bogentag. Got a short little greeting as something's going on that day. And then, we've got, 1900 hours, and this is on Tuesday. You've got Germany USA quiz and game. So get your German and USA trivia up, and let's make it awesome. So good luck to whoever's doing that. Again, 2100 hours. They've got the Condor raffle tickets. Man, this is fun. Let's see. Wednesday, the 26th of July is Family Day. Family Day, so be sure the family goes out there on Wednesday. Stuff kicks off around 2 o'clock again with All Time Hits with DJ Banzai. Children's Program with the Fire Brigade, Fuego Ignacio. And that's at 1600 hours. Showtime's group of Legends, and again, this cheerleader. Country, Classic, and Rock and Roll with Twango Guitars. That should be a lot of fun. Twango Guitars, folks. Check them out if you're there. 2000 hours, Surface Club Berlin, old school music. There we go. Looks like some funk, some jazz, some awesome music. Let's see, what else have we got? Again, 2100 hours, that. And again, that just kind of takes us to Biker Day on the 27th. So all you bikers, get your leathers on and get your bikes over to the Volksfest. Rock and Blues with the Blue Water Band. Friday, Ladies' Day. DJ Banzai kicks off the day at 1400 hours, 1730, another Legends Show Tanz Gruppe. Modern Earl does some alternative rock and road rock. And let's see, the raffle again at 2100 hours. Man, definitely, I'm down with that. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely down with that. Saturday is Cheerleader Day, which is, so check out the cheerleaders, and Sunday is called Easy Sunday. And that starts off again at 2. So it looks like pretty much every the day kicks off at 2, which is all right. That kind of takes us through the rest of the month. Country Day on Monday. Let's see. August, Pink Day. Pink, the color pink. German Schlange from then until today. So we got some music. DJ Monty Burns on Tuesday, the 1st of August. Family Day again on Wednesday, Biker Day on Thursday, Ladies Day on Friday, Saturday's Cheerleader Day, and as always, Easy Like Sunday on Sunday. So it's Easy Sunday. Let's see, then we go into Country Day on Monday the 7th, Pink Day on the 8th, Family Day on Wednesday the 9th, Biker Day on Thursday, Ladies Day on Friday the 11th, American Day, and that's on Sunday, Saturday the 12th, American Day. Ice skating competition kicks off the day at 1400 hours. Showtime's group Giants at 1730, 1900 hours. Larry Shuba with Western Union. That's a live band. It's going to have two sets, one at 19 and one at 20. There's going to be a little break at 1945 hours. 2100 hours, that raffle. And at 22, the fireworks show. And at 22 as well, DJ Hoffy with the after show. Now, the last day, Sunday, August 13, cosplay day. So cosplayers, you know where you need to be. DJ Hoffy kicks off the day. Show Tanskrupa Titans. That's a cheerleaders at 1530. 1600 is doo-wop rock and roll with Checkpoint 5. That's the name of a band, Checkpoint 5. And they play for about an hour. And then the show Tanskrupa Titans, they come back on stage, followed again at 1730 with more doo-wop and more rock and roll with Checkpoint 5. DJ Hoffy, 2100 hours, the last raffle. Good luck to everybody and everybody that's there. That should be a lot of fun. But like I said, Condor, you know what? Throw some tickets this way too if you're giving some away. I'll take a pair or two. No problem. Listen, this is going to be fun. This is awesome. I mean, it was always a great time to get on the ground and share and meet new people and drink and just sit next to a stranger there at the beer hall and or the beer tent and just enjoy. And just enjoy what it was all about. And that really is what it was all about. I mean, it's like these are the days that I wish we were still there. These are the days I wish we were able to move a little bit easier between Berlin and the States. I mean, we can still move easier, but again, it's one of those things that's financially, maybe it's not so easy for many of us. And but for those that can do it, please, by all means, if you're in Berlin and you attend the Volksfest, even if you're a Berliner, if you live there, if you live in Berlin, please take plenty of pictures, videos, and share them with us here at BerlinBrigade.com. I would love to see some pictures and videos and just bring back those awesome memories. Beer, burgers, Berliners, what more could you want? Oh yeah, and ribs. Yeah, those were the days, my friends. Those were the days. Oh man, let's see. Let me move on before I just continue on with Volksfest. Got some sad news to report. Received an email message earlier this week, and it reads, if any members of the LaFox Green Team, late 1970s, again, LaFox Green Team over at Teufelsberg, if you were there in the late 70s and you remember Denny Ford, I just want to share with you the message I got was that he has passed away. He passed away on the 8th of July of this year. And now I'm still waiting to get more information either from somebody directly on any kind of anything, or just a link to a public notice in the form of an obituary in the paper. Again, just a link to a public notice. I'll get that up online as soon as possible. But yes, that's what we've got. The message read, if any members of the LaFox Green Team, late 1970s at T-Berg, are members on the site, just want to let them know that Denny Ford has passed away as of July 8th, 2017. On behalf of the Berlin Brigade, BerlinBrigade.com, and all its members, friends, families, and followers, and supporters, I want to pass along our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Denny Ford. Rest in peace. On a slightly lighter side, but again, still a little sad, but it happens. An email message came in from David Greer. He says, greetings from Munich. You know it's going to be interesting already. David Greer's dad, his father was Gerhard Gerhard Geisler. Now, for some of you, that name might sound familiar. If I said it right, it might sound familiar, but Gerhard worked as an architect and supervisor for the Berlin Brigade Engineering, DEH, at Dahlemerweg from 1952 to 1997. His first solo project was the Berlin American High School, but list of his projects also includes a small list. Now, this is a very small list of his projects included Field Station Berlin, T-Berg, Duple Housing Area, AFN at Sargemunde Strasse, and yeah, I mean, he had other projects. He was in charge of the decorations for the 1972 Volksfest. How's that? See, that was the theme was Hawaii. So I know he had a lot of fun with that. I would have had a lot of fun putting that together. In 1982, He redesigned the interior of the Commander Berlin of his home there, Berlin Command's home at Pacelli Alley. He worked together with the wife of General Boatner. So that was pretty cool. Sadly, Gerhard passed away on the 24th of April of 2014. And in email exchanging with David Greer, it was very interesting to hear his story. And he passed along, he wants to share a story with us. And David Greer, he's the son of Gerhard, he writes, "My dad was born in 1922 and had to serve in the German Army in World War II in the Africa Corps as a tank driver. And he became a POW in the United States from 1943 to 1946. After that, he was turned over to the British to spend another year in England. He said it was the best time about World War II since the Americans and British treated him well. While working on the Teufelsberg Field Station Berlin project, he had to work with a British man who had a similar story. David Jenkins was his name, and he served with the Royal Engineers in the Strait Settlements in Singapore, Malaysia, during World War II. He became a POW with the Japanese. David Jenkins did. They treated the POWs not good at all. David Jenkins was tortured in a way that one leg had to be amputated. My dad and David came along so well that when my mom became pregnant with me, David Greer, my parents decided to name me David. Unfortunately, my parents lost contact with David in the mid-70s. David Jenkins was pulled off the project in 1972, but my dad was involved with T-Berg until his retirement in 1987. So there you go, folks. That's probably where you heard his name, Gerhard Geisler. Another short story that David Greer shares with us. In 1984, we went on a cultural exchange to the United States to Morgan City, Louisiana. Remember that? Remember, those of you in Louisiana, you know what I'm talking about. And that was part of Friendship Force. Since his dad was an architect, they thought it was a good idea to put us together with an architect over in Morgan City, Louisiana. The men had a lot to tell, and so our hosts showed my dad his projects, including the Lions Club, or some sort of group near Morgan City, Louisiana. While there, our host wanted to introduce my dad to somebody who served in the United States Army Engineers and is a retired general. The man saw my dad and at first sight told our host that he knows him very well. It turned out it was Brigadier General William R. Bigler, who served in Berlin around 1961, and while there worked closely with Gerhard. So, unfortunately, Brigadier General Bigler passed away in June of 2016. But again, it just goes to prove how small of a world we live in, folks. I mean, they work together at one point, and then you run into them later on. That is just awesome. That is just awesome. So, David Greer, thank you for sharing your stories of your dad. And folks, if you remember Gerhard, let me know. Let me know. I'll pass your information along to David and maybe share some pictures or share some images. And he just wants to make contact with anybody that knew his dad. And so that's pretty cool. So, folks, again, if you worked in Berlin and you remember the name Gerhard and he was part of DEH, by all means, let me know. I'll put you in contact with David Greer, his son, Gerhard's son. Well, listen, I think we're coming up on a time. It's time to wrap up this podcast. I want to thank you for taking the time to download and listening to episode 81. As always, I ask you to join and follow BerlinBrigade.com, not only on our website, but on our Facebook page and our Instagram page and on Twitter at Berlin Brigade. And let me know when you start following because you never know. So just let me know when you start following. Again, I will put the Volksfest link on the show notes. So you're going to need to visit BerlinBrigade.com podcast episode 81, and you're going to find the link there. Again, I just thank you. I thank you for your continued support. I do appreciate each and every one of you for listening and taking the time to listen. And I wish you a happy and safe rest of your summer. And we're going to talk real soon, I promise. So until next time, Auf Wiedersehen, Dankeschön, Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.